Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
Caleb Wilson is leading the Tar Heels in more ways than one. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The fabulous freshman forward is outstripping his preseason predictions, which were pretty high. He was in the top 10 freshmen before and during early season games. Now he is solidly number 3 behind BYU's A.J. DeBanza, whom Caleb has already played in an exhibition game, and Duke's Cameron Boozer, who Wilson will face at least twice this season. After 5 games, all victories, he leads the team in total points, overall shooting percentage among starters due to his 16 dunks, rebounds, and steals. He is 2nd in three-pointers and blocks behind Henry Vesa, and 3rd in assists, and he is best in category for creativity. Wilson was active on social media from his recruiting visit to Chapel Hill and early in the season a fashionista for students and fans. Before the Kansas game, he asked for a whiteout and then led both teams with 24 points in the 87-74 victory. Before the Radford game 4 days later, he campaigned for light blue. Fans may have noticed on the big screens that he leads the team out of the home tunnel, which he told his mates he wanted to do. Done, and the others follow him out. Caleb flashes onto the floor with the basketball as the pep band plays the fight song and dribbles hard along the sideline and scorer's table, makes a hard right at midcourt and goes almost all the way across. Then he makes another hard cut left and drives to the basket for a dynamic dunk, a preview of what is coming. Sounds like a one-year ritual for the projected lottery pick in the 2026 NBA draft. Against Navy Tuesday night, Wilson committed 2 fouls in the first half and played only 10 minutes, scoring 6 points as Carolina let a double-digit advantage slip away and led 38-31 at the break. In the second half, Wilson got a steal on the dunk to boost the lead back to 12 points. The Heels held a 30% shooting mid-east scoreless for more than 7 minutes and led by 24 before Navy suddenly got hot with a 15-0 run to cut the deficit to 9 points in the 2-minute mark. Wilson capped off his 3rd straight double-double and 4th in 5 games with 17 second-half points to assure the 73-61 win, after which the Heels held their first players-only meeting of the season. "I was just frustrated," Caleb said. "I'm not going to go out there and just be a guy on the court. Every time someone comes to see North Carolina play, they should say, 'Caleb is outstanding.' So I just had to impose my role again." The 18th-ranked Tar Heels are bigger this season with 6'10 Wilson, 6'10 Jaren Stevenson, and 7-foot Vesa. Bigger is better, for sure. This is our Chansky. See ya.